All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, Hollow Cult? It's Wednesday. So you know what that means. It's the night shift. And you're here to hang out with us. We're here to hang out with you. It's like a whole community we got going on here. So welcome. Welcome aboard the night shift.
Yes, 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 yes.
Everyone be sure to hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell, all of the YouTube jargon and lingo, share the show, do all that stuff, algorithm words, you know. But yeah, here we are back again to win.
In it to win it, baby.
Hope everybody's doing good. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, so what's new? Planes falling out of the sky, all kinds of crazy shit. It's welcome to 2025.
That's why I don't fly.
That's why Kyle doesn't go in the ocean.
I mean, come on.
Because.
Like, what are you doing?
Not flying.
That's what I'm saying. Why? What's the point? Just drive.
A lot of hat love in here. I had my stocking cap on, but I got too hot, so it's not on now. This guy. The sigil.
Skeet,
sigil
skeet.
Is complete.
Yeah, we do have that going for us, Dilmo. The asteroid that's possibly gonna hit us.
That's 2032 though. That's a 2032 problem.
It's only a city killer anyway.
What's the chances of it hitting exactly where I am? Probably pretty good.
Probably. I'm not gonna rule that out.
I don't remember what hat I have on now. We're gonna check though. Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother. But yeah, asteroids. What if you're in a plane and an asteroid hits?
Controversial take here.
It's kind of our thing.
Yeah, just had it hit me right in the noggin.
An asteroid?
Kind of. It made me think of, man, we got a lot of things falling out of the sky here lately. Namely, Let's theorize the asteroid. How does the asteroid, assuming theories are correct, and this is assumption, of course, how does the asteroid get through the firmament?
Elon lets it in.
Oh, well, that was way less of a talk than I anticipated.
Elon just opens it up.
But I mean, there's all the talk of the firmament, and if what they say is true, that we were testing the firmament and that nothing we actually send gets past it, how does something on the other side get in? Picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
It never really occurred to me until right now.
Is it like a one-way mirror? The firmament is only that.
That still doesn't work because the mirror's still solid.
True.
Asteroids aren't. I don't know what, I don't know how to word it, but they're not.
I don't know.
Well, you're supposed to be the smart one. I don't know about
the firmament.
You're smart. I'm intuitive.
Which?
Those were your words.
Did I say that? You are intuitive. Yeah. I don't think I called myself smart.
Well, I may have added that.
Yeah, they opened. See, that's what I said. Elon just opens. He opens the back door.
Oh, okay. I just figured I'd ask. Because it seems like, you know, because that debate's like forever evolving. And I just figured I'd toss that one out there for anybody that. That likes that way of thinking.
Smart is relative. It's subjective.
This is true.
I'm probably really smart to like a toddler or a squirrel.
We can't communicate with squirrels yet, so
because we're not trying hard enough.
They could all be essentially little furry cute Einsteins running around.
They're getting hit by cars and shit.
Just solving the world's
mouthful of nuts, getting hit by cars.
Yeah. It's because their brain is elsewhere.
They're cracking all
the quantum physics and shit. And then that's why they spaz out on the road so bad when you're driving towards them. They don't know what to do.
I get that. Yeah, lots of planes falling down, crashing into each other. There was another one. There was like a military jet that crashed in San Diego earlier today. It's just falling apart. But I mean,
I saw a video of supposedly a UFO diving into the water that somebody caught on like a ring cam or some shit.
That's cool.
But it reminded me of the last, not the plane crash you're talking about now, but the one before where it hit and kind of looked like a missile.
Oh, yeah, the one, what was that? In Pennsylvania.
Philly,
Pennsylvania.
Or
same thing.
I think it might have been Pennsylvania.
Philly is Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it starts with a P. It's close enough.
It is crazy that there's been so many in like a month after years and years of not that much.
That's what I'm saying.
It's weird.
It's far more than I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. Not only do I not want to be on a plane when it crashes, I don't want to be crashed by a plane while it's crashing.
Bro, if a plane's going down with me on it, I'm unbuckling and I'm laying in the aisle head first like a missile.
You're going to be a projectile in the projectile.
Yeah. Yes. Like, that way when it hits, I just zoop. Go for the last
not
ride.
Not sponsored by Baja Blast. Fueled by Baja Blast, though. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know. The geopolitical landscape at this very moment has just taken over everything. Again, I know that's not really an excuse, but anytime you try to find anything cool in the paranormal realm, it's just inundated with all the other stuff like World War III and all that shit.
Hatred.
So, it's hard to find. I did see that there are a bunch of earthquakes happening underneath Area 51. So,
what? Yeah,
it's been going on for like 2 days now.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's normal.
I don't know.
Do earthquakes just kind of just keep doing their thing?
Probably UFO waking up.
I hope so.
I mean, look, I saved it somewhere. Here we go. According to Rosalerts on X.com, hashtag, as of 1 hour ago, breaking. Area 51 has been rocked by a series of earthquakes as seismic activity around the mysterious testing site ramps up. A A series of earthquakes have struck near the secretive Area 51 military testing base outside of Las Vegas. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded a 2.8 magnitude tremor along the highly classified site in Nevada, long associated with rumors of alien research. The quake occurred east of the Amargosa Valley, close to the U.S. Air Force facility known for UFO-related conspiracy theories. It remains unclear if the minor tremor caused any damage to the base, which spans roughly 11 miles and requires top secret level clearance for entry. Nevada experiences frequent seismic activity with tens of thousands of micro tremors each year. People in the area believe the military testing base may be conducting some sort of secret projects or other unknown activity that could be triggering the quakes.
I hope so.
So, I mean, 2.8 probably ain't that bad, really.
No, but it's not.
If it's a 2.8 caused by a giant mothership underneath the ground, could be.
That's still worrisome at that point. What's up, Eric? Uncomfortable joining the squad.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Eric? And, I mean, wasn't Bob Lazar talking about, like, anti-gravity stuff going on there?
Yeah, so of course.
That could have something to do with it.
It's UFOs,
you know,
they just turned the whole area into a giant UFO.
Yeah, maybe Harp's trying to fight Area 51. Who wins?
Nuclear bomb test. Maybe. Plate shift in.
Hopefully it's a giant alien like the one from Cloverfield just waking up underneath Area 51.
Oh, that's the worst. That'd be worst case Ontario.
Worse than the Yellowstone super volcano waking up.
Both of those suck.
Yeah.
And both of them are kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
I feel like you might have better odds with the volcano.
Yeah, maybe, depending on how you could stop the giant monster.
Yeah, if we could figure that out, we'll be all right.
I feel like when everyone decided to storm Area 51 is when the whole timeline shifted. That's about on par, right? When did everybody want to storm Area 51? Let's go to the Googler.
It's not that long
ago. Was it before 2020?
It wasn't before the show. Because we did an episode.
I'm just saying, like, was it before?
How many times are we shifting time?
Oh, yeah. This is spot on, bro.
When do we shift timelines? No,
this is the big timeline shift, the one that affected everyone on the planet. The event took place around September 20th, 2019. So what happened?
Oh, you're like right before.
Yeah, all what happened nonsense? Right after that?
That is true. That way that is. Yeah.
So.
And it definitely does feel like a timeline shift with all
that. Yeah, that was right then.
I still love how that's a taboo subject, too, even though.
Storm in Area 51.
Even though. Like, no, the other section of it. You still can't say specific words. Seated. And yet it's all been confirmed.
Yeah.
John, I just saw something about that 1988 timeline. I was going to look into it, but somebody distracted me with the GATE program. So I did a big episode on that. It was fun.
It was good. You guys are going to like that. That's coming out in a couple of weeks.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's a good time. We're pretty sure Kyle has the ability to astral project, but he just chose not to. So we have a discussion about that.
Yeah, you guys will like that.
We all collectively need to remind Kyle to do better because we're trying to be psychic warriors in 2025. We're trying to be interdimensional warriors.
Doink. You see that? That's real.
What? Let me read that out loud. I should not. I saw a UFO and on the back of it, it had a bumper sticker saying, "All's going on." I believe it. I don't know what dimension or timeline they're coming from where they got Hollow Sky bumper stickers, but
doesn't matter. Maybe they got one of those like silhouette things or crickets, whatever you want to call them, and they made their own.
Yeah. Speaking of merch that doesn't exist, that's a hoodie. That's a Hollow Sky hoodie. That's a one of two.
I almost threw mine on.
It's nice. On the back it says Hollow Sky is a cult. If I could change something, I would have put the Hollow Sky is a cult a little higher up, but I thought the hood was going to cover it. I didn't have the logistics planned out, okay?
That's why you got to be...
This is just, we're just running, we're trying. Trying things. We're trying things.
You got to do better.
So, earthquakes under Area 51, airplanes falling out of the sky. I don't know what we're allowed to talk about or what we're not, because homies over at the Strange Road, we're talking about the bird flu. So I'm going to talk about it. Flag us if you want.
Did they get dinged or something?
I don't give a shit. I did see the first human case of the bird flu in Ohio. It was just confirmed.
I ain't even worried about that. I'm not worried about none of it. I do. Man, and I really don't know how to word this. I think it's just the way my mental framework operates. I love conspiracies. I love all of it, but a lot like, and I do believe in all of it. However, my brain operates on a wavelength where it's all kind of speculation. But the more that I kind of see the world unfolding, I really do think there's something fucked up with the Agenda 2030. There's a lot of things that point to that thing right now.
I can't remember Agenda 2030. Is that the one we
did an episode on
and then
it.
We didn't release it. And then we went back
and did release it. And then I redid it. We did it again.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and moved forward. And I do. I think there's some weird synchronicities, connections between the Guidestones and 2030. Because there's a lot of things that are getting pumped out right now about them almost openly talking about population control. Boom, 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 boom. And before, that was always speculation within the conspiracy crowd. Now it seems like, I guess you'd call it evidence. Now it's coming out. More and more people are talking about population control and basically off in large amounts of the population, which is crazy to me.
It's almost like a soft disclosure. Like it's becoming a talking piece, kind of getting people not used to it. I don't know how you're going to get used to shaving off 90% of the population or whatever, but almost putting it out there to where it like will be less of a shock if it comes to fruition, which is fucking crazy to even talk about. But there is definitely an agenda at hand being pushed.
It's crazy. It's crazy how more and more people are openly talking about it and putting that information out there. It's almost worrisome, you know, because you always have to wonder about the smoke and mirror of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so like that's why conspiracies are always like giant brain teasers. Because you never know which direction is true north, so to speak. You're always getting lost.
Oh yeah,
you can sit and debate yourself in circles. So, because they're really good at smoke and mirror, and just I don't know, like it's nuts hearing about all the stuff that's supposedly taking place. And the other downside to everything with these new unearthed conspiracies is AI is getting ridiculous to where you don't know if these videos are real or not anymore.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst part. Like we kind of touched on it last week. You don't know what's real at this point.
Yeah.
Like they even fake like talking heads and shit. So you don't even know who's saying what when. Which is crazy. Grant says 90%. That's high. I think the Guidestones said a maintaining Earth population of 500 million, which
I think it might have been lower than that.
Let me look.
Yeah, look that up because I feel like it was lower than that.
According to,
and I still think they were destroyed for.
According to Wikipedia, the inscriptions read: "Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature." Mm-hmm. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things tempered with reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer to the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature.
Yeah, because that isn't the overall message going around right now, essentially. Because I definitely feel like it is. I feel like there's a lot of those are subtly getting put into our day-to-day lives.
So the population of the earth as of 2023 was 8.025 billion. So 500 million is probably 90% was probably undershooting it, honestly. I don't know the math on that, but
I feel like that's right, yeah, though.
Pretty close. Think about
that. And then there were those old maps that we found that showed estimated losses in countries. You remember that?
Yeah. Which is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't. Because last I heard that website was taken down,
which that in itself is crazy.
What would that be?
Scott Clark says, hi, have you seen the video of a girl named Cassie talking with an entity named Seven through an Ouija board doing predictions for 2025 timeline shifts? I haven't seen the actual video, but I've seen creators reacting to it. And I guess I can't really speak on it since I haven't seen the actual video of Cassie and what's going on, but I have seen a lot of people sort of critiquing it and picking it apart because I guess some of the information is like very vague and sort of confirmation biasy, especially when it's talking. It'll give them like dates, like something major happened on this day this year, but it won't give it any specifics. And they're like, well, you can pick any day, you know, and there will be some sort of major thing happening throughout the history of that day or whatever. So it's kind of, I don't know. I haven't seen enough to even comment on it, but I'll have to find it and look at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that website doesn't exist anymore. Because I've heard other people talking about it too, and I've tried finding it a couple times, and I wasn't able to find it. Not that I spent days looking for it, but
that's crazy.
I remember it was called Deagle, but the current one that's popping up for it is not correct. It's not the same. Not the same website.
I'm trying to think. That was it. Didn't we pull up like the actual government?
I don't remember. Page
that we were reading off of?
To be honest with you, I don't remember what it was, but I remember it kind of fucked us up when we saw it because it was given like America, it was almost a 90% loss rate. for the United States. It was massive. It was ridiculous, the amount of population they estimated to be reduced to. It was crazy.
I wonder. Let me look up something here.
And Lord knows I'm not trying to get taken out by some dumb stuff.
No. Me either.
It better be something cool like portals to other places, alien invasion.
Another thing.
Dog man.
Another thing all these big talking heads keep talking about is like the grid going down. Like even Trump was talking about like electricity and shit and the grid falling out. That'd be
a massive hit on the population. Oh,
yeah, it would be a disaster.
It wouldn't take long at all.
It would be a disaster. Think about everything you lose if the grid goes down. Like you're immediately going to think of electricity, but how many people are going to lose heat, lose water, lose, you know, everything. Your ability to travel, your ability to communicate, everything's gone.
The hardest is water. Yeah. I don't think people that's the unfortunate thing of becoming modern is we lose a lot of our old knowledge.
Yeah.
Like how to function in the world.
Yep. And I feel like we're all just as bad about it. When you need to know how to do something, we immediately go to our phones. We'll Google it. We'll YouTube it. We'll figure it out. And that'll be gone. We just be just raw dog in life.
Well, I feel like the real problem lies because where we live, there's a lot of people that know how to farm, garden, butcher, hunt, all of it. Those people are plentiful around here. The problem is that you're not cultivating for the year prior or the next year. Right. So you're only cultivating for the here and now. And so when that moment hits where you have to like, now this is your way of life. You're not, nobody's ready for that to take on. Your garden is not large enough for consumption of a year. You know, you probably don't have, you might have livestock for enough, but you're going to lack a lot real fast.
And hungry people get desperate. So if you have fast. A means to sustain yourself or your family, you're going to get a target on you very quickly. Probably within the first 2 or 3 weeks, the hungry people are going to see the people that are doing okay. And it's going to be bad for probably all parties involved.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Naturally. It's just, you're better just to lay low and just disappear.
Yep.
At least that's what I would do. I would just disappear.
It's crazy that that's a thing that we have to think about. And realistically,
I don't know if I buy it fully.
Like if the grid going down, or if the grid goes down, that's what it would result to.
The grid going down to begin with. People have been talking about that thing forever. And everybody's been pointing it out about how it's the biggest flaw. And it is, you know, because, you know, me and Brother John work in that industry. And we can't really talk about some of it. I guess you can, but you can't because it's kind of frowned upon. But, it's not the best. It's not the best. It's not hard to figure things out. And
it's, I don't know the logistics.
But it takes a lot of motivation to do that too, though. You know, like you'd have to have large scale, like there would have to be countries prepared for a large scale invasion, I think.
I mean, I don't know the logistics behind our whole energy infrastructure, but I do feel like it hasn't had the upkeep that it should have had. And I feel like it makes it more vulnerable than it should be, I guess. You'd think that'd be like at the prime top of the list of things to keep up and running.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially since we're that's arguably probably the thing we're most reliant on.
Oh yeah. I mean, and you've seen how like how vulnerable it is. What was it? Was it in California or something where those still haven't been caught, interestingly enough? They call them snipers, but those guys that just shot the big the big transformers and blew out like the electricity for such and such city.
No, I didn't see that. Let me fucking see it.
Will I go to prison for Googling sniper shooting transformers?
No. Little kids do it with BB guns. Not on that scale, of course.
Yeah, here it is. The Metcalf sniper attack. On April 16th, 2013, an attack was carried out on the Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Metcalf transmission substation in Coyote, California, on the border of San Jose. The attack, which gunmen fired on 17 electrical transformers, resulted in $15 million worth of equipment damage, but had little impact on the station's electrical power supply. So why it didn't have the impact that I thought it did, it still kind of shows the vulnerability that it, all they did was just shoot at the 17 transformers and blew them up.
Yeah. Well, and you know, kind of they can reroute power when needed to. And from what we've, you know, learned, all the large power line companies are in cahoots with each other. They all talk to each other.
Yeah, it says,
you know, so they're all effectively working together to help mitigate problems. And
apparently it was super planned out. They thought for a while that this was just like a preliminary like trial to something larger, but I guess nothing came of it. But they also cut a series of fiber optic telecommunication cables that were AT&T operated. When they were investigating, they also found like where they had set small piles of rocks as like to scout out their firing positions toward each of the transformers, which
that's crazy.
Sounds like it was pretty planned, but they still don't know who did it. There was nobody arrested for it.
That's really not that surprising. If it didn't cause like mass hysteria, a big mess.
In 2012, the National Research Council of the National Academies for Science, Engineering, and Medicine published a declassified report prepared in 2007 for the United States Department of Homeland Security that highlighted the vulnerability of the national electric grid from damage to high voltage transformers. So it is something that they are worried about. Here's another one. Oh, again, maybe this is one I was thinking. On December 3rd, 2022, a shooting attack was carried out on two electrical distribution substations in Moore County, North Carolina, the United States. Damage from the attack left 40,000 residential and business customers without electrical power, causing essentially the death of one woman. Initial estimates were that up to 4 days could be required to fully restore the power to the area. State emergency and corresponding curfew were enacted by local government officials in wake of that incident. Which is, I mean, it's pretty wild that one or two people could knock out the power to essentially tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. It doesn't take much. Like the lines I work fuel multiple cities.
I guess.
The transmission lines are pretty important.
They also never caught who was responsible for this attack either. Interesting. Just something that I guess you don't really think about in terms of like domestic terrorism.
Yeah. It just doesn't. And unfortunately, it doesn't take much. Thankfully, we haven't had massive issues.
Yeah.
Because it would be it would be extremely hard for everybody to lose power for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
I do believe that people would get on the double and get to fixing that as fast as possible. But like Grant said, if it was a coronal mass ejection or like Twist said with the EMP, and that's a whole different ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Let's not aim for those.
It's one thing to like have one substation to take care of, but if it's a coronal mass ejection, that's every substation on whatever side of the earth gets hit with that big bitch.
And it would be everything and beyond, right? Because it would just like fry everything. Not just substations, it would just fry everything.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to look at about these planes falling. I saw some people talking about it in the Discord. But is it happening in other countries too?
What's that? Planes falling out of the sky? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard much. Ironically enough, most of what I've heard has been in the United States, which is disheartening.
Yeah, there was a big one in South Korea two weeks ago, where that plane overshot the runway and just slammed into that wall, killing 170 people. And then there was there one in Brazil?
Like recent in Brazil? Yeah,
38 minutes ago. 5 days ago. Two killed as plane crashes into a bus on busy road in Sao Paulo.
A bus? Was it trying to like, did it have like a forced landing or something, I assume?
I guess so. I don't know. But it's weird, like, because people are kind of wondering if like maybe there's something going on with like, I don't know, the radar systems or some shit, because this is a lot in a little bit of time. Yeah, I did see that military jet.
Like Twist pointed out, there are more more plane accidents than we're usually informed about. Because if you look up the stats on them, it's surprisingly more than you realize.
Hey, Twiz, time is a human construct, bud. 38 minutes somewhere is 5 days somewhere else. Prove me wrong. But I agree, especially like once it's... This shit happened in the United States is one thing, because like we don't have that happen a whole lot. And now it is sort of like at the forefront of our thoughts. So anytime something happens, we're immediately going to hyper-focus on it. Sort of in the same way, like when you're looking at a car and you're like, oh, I'm going to look at this blue Blazer. And then all of a sudden you see them everywhere else. So...
Yeah, true. And actually, I was going to bring that up, Nate. Yeah, he suggested it, though. It has to do with the magnetic North Pole shifting on us, and they have to recalibrate all the systems to correct for the new North Pole. Yeah.
I didn't think of
that. I was wondering if that may or may not have anything to do with it.
I could definitely see it screwing stuff up.
But I feel like also there at least the possibility that the future will hold lots more of these diversions, if you will. I think that we're on the brink of a pretty interesting time.
Yeah. I mean, like we started off, there's definitely an agenda being pushed. And
yeah, I think so.
It's probably not going to bode very well for a lot of people, unfortunately.
No, because we've also heard a bunch of sussy stuff about the UN and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is that the top echelon is only going to look out for the top echelon. So
yeah,
unfortunately, that's not any of us here.
No, not even close.
We're at the shit rolls downhill, and we're at the bottom of the hill, folks. So we just gotta power through. Use our resolve.
Yeah, the best of our abilities, you know.
Blake, what's up?
Much love, man. Well, thankfully, Twiz, we don't live in much of a city.
No. My biggest concern would just be getting to my boys since they live out of state, which I don't know the logistics behind that, but I'm dumb and resilient, if nothing else. So
this is true.
I'll get there one way or the other.
Just going to start siphoning gas out of the lawnmowers.
Yeah. I'll just drive a lawnmower. Waterboy style.
I hope. I would be impressed if you took a lawnmower all the way
to back hurts just mowing the grass. So.
No, you'd be all right.
600 miles.
Hey, it's better than walking, man.
That's true.
Just saying. If I had to, well, walking's my last option. I'm trying to look for a bike to jack.
Yeah. Don't take an airplane because they're just going to fall out of the sky.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't do airplanes.
I'm trying to think of what other. What was the big announcement Rep Luna just made today, yesterday?
No idea.
About something. Let me look. We're Googling this. The night shift's going to be changed to Googling stuff shift.
The Google shift.
The Google shift. She said something about something.
Well, that doesn't help nor narrow it down.
No.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
She's the representative from Florida. She plans to lead task force on declassification and transparency.
On?
All sorts of stuff. Like UFOs, John F. Kennedy assassination, Martin Luther King assassination.
When are those officially hitting the market?
I don't know. Here's what
the assassination files.
Here's the quote from oversight.house.gov. The federal government has been hiding information from Americans for decades. This is a quote from Luna herself. We've spent years seeking information on the assassinations of President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Reverend King, and other government secrets without success. It's time to give Americans the answers they deserve, which is why I'm honored to lead this bipartisan task force that seeks the truth and transparency. We will also investigate UAPs and USOs, the Epstein client list, CVID-19 origins, and the 9/11 files. We will work alongside President Trump and his cabinet members to deliver the truth to the American people. From this moment forward, we will restore truth through transparency.
Bull. Shit.
I knew you'd like that.
It's not true. Get out of here. No, I was thinking about that the other day. That's why I asked when the assassination files are going to hit the market. Because I'm telling you right now, no way whatsoever is the truth going to be in those files. Absolutely not. Not happening.
Just the truth they want us to know.
Yeah. It's never, 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 never. Because could you fucking imagine if we really did create like a Manchurian candidate or we brainwash somebody Winter Soldier style, they off the president and then you clicked it off and he's none the wiser of anything that happened. Do you really think our government is going to go, yeah, we can do this?
No.
No fucking way. Absolutely not. No way. Not happening. Nope. Never. Never, ever. Ever.
They're selling it like that, though.
Bullshit.
They're here to.
There's going to be some dog shit story in there that I guarantee most real people are going to read and go, yeah, right. I hope. This is not real. This isn't real.
I hope people are smart enough to do that, but I don't feel like that's the case.
oh no, the mass majority are going to go, hey, look what the government told me. It's obviously real.
Yeah. They want, like, I don't understand this newfangled desire to trust the government. Like, they have never, it doesn't matter what.
Fucking has me. Yeah,
it doesn't matter what, whether it's red, whether it's blue, whether it's green, whatever. Like, at what point did everybody be like, yeah, yeah, they're going to do us good. We're going to listen to them. Like, let's.
Honestly, I'll be 100% honest with you. I'll be 100% honest with you right now. I 100% believe that the odds of us finding out about alien life is more probable than finding out about the real story of the JFK assassination.
I agree with that.
All day, every fucking day.
Because essentially, alien existence is out of their hands. They can't, like, no matter all worst case scenario, they hit it. They covered it up for 80 years, 100 years, whatever. If they willfully brainwash someone to kill a public figure, that's very different.
Yeah. Or even if they did it themselves.
Yeah. Very.
Whatever the story is.
Very different.
But you know damn good and well that most likely the CIA had a hand in it, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that they kept all of that classified for so long tells me everything that I need to know about what went down that day in Dallas or wherever the fuck.
Yeah.
And B, it tells me everything that I need to know about the files that are going to be declassified by this new task force.
Yeah, it's me and you could write it. And I saw, oh yeah, and it would probably be more believable than what they're going to come up with. I saw them talking shit about Martin Luther King too. Almost like they're already running like a smear campaign. Just go ahead and get people disassociated and interested in it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Did you see where they were saying he had big old Diddy parties and stuff?
Prostitutes and stuff. I'm like, that's not why people wanted this declassified. Like, they want to know behind the assassination, not what dude did in his spare time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's, Virgil hit the nail on the head. It's all controlled narrative. What they want you to think, what they want you to believe.
I disagree, Virgil. I think the original files are 100% in existence, and I'll tell you why. I think these people are that arrogant. I think they look at it like trophy systems.
I can see that.
Why not? I don't think for a second that they would burn all the files. I don't believe it at all. Ever. I think it's like a notch on the belt for some of these guys.
It's probably a game. They get bricked up seeing how much they can get dumbass Johnny Q public here to believe. How far off the narrative can we go that they'll just keep eating up,
Yep.
Hey, Holocult. We are back and we're excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered, You can search up your ailments for specialists, from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Holocult. Do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Caesars Sportsbook is the only sportsbook app with Caesars Rewards. That means, win or lose, every bet you place brings you closer to the type of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app using promo code RadioDYW, place your first bet of $1 or more for a chance to double your winnings on your next 10 bets. Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. Max bet of $25 for doubled winnings. Max, additional winnings of $2,500 per bet. Profit boost tokens expire 14 days after receipt. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Yeah, because they have unlimited assets. They can do whatever they want. And I just think that, and it sounds fucking terrible, but I could see an old timer at the CIA pulling a new young buck in and then them war gaming, shooting the shit, and then being like, you know, the old timer's like, hey, this is what really happened. And the young buck's like, yeah, right, whatever, you're a liar. And he's like, come here, I'll show you. I'll take you to the vault, baby. And he's like, what the fuck's the vault? Oh, you're going to find out today. And then they go down there into the vault, and he pulls out the original JFK assassination file, slaps it on the table, and goes, take a read. It's going to tell you all the players in there. It's going to tell you how we did it. And you remember that, too. If you even think about breathing a word of this, remember this file. That was back in the day, son.
The most guarded.
And you think for a second that by you being here, you're already watched 24/7. We know everything that you think of doing.
The most guarded man on the planet had his head cracked in half on live television. If that wasn't a message to everyone who thought that they were untouchable, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you could be exactly. That's what it was. It was them telling everybody you can be touched.
Yep, and it doesn't have to be in the privacy of your own home. It doesn't have to be on an airplane. Old boy was making a public appearance live across however many television stations existed back then and was fucking domed right there.
And think about that to that point. They could have done it anywhere, anytime, but they chose that location.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was.
They could have done it in his bed, and sold us whatever story they wanted, and everybody would have believed it.
Yep.
But they chose a different view, and especially, I don't know if I'm 100% in on this or not, but especially John, if it was by his driver, that is a whole new level of I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Did you heard about that a woman called in about the assassination 25 minutes before it happened, right?
I did. I have heard about that. Which is
fucking
yeah.
crazy. That in itself is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think that those type of people, I think when you acquire that kind of power, you don't care about anything. No. I think that the CIA is hand in hand with the ultra wealthy people on this planet. They have the same type of mentality. You can't touch us. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want, to whomever we want. It doesn't matter. None of it matters because we're above all of you.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no one to check them, you know?
There isn't. No, you're absolutely right. Be it also the CIA and those organizations and the ultra wealthy of the planet.
There's no one to check them. They just do whatever they want.
Which is 100%. Partially, well, now I shouldn't say 100%, but it's partially why we're kept where we're kept. Just think about it. You get some do-good guy that goes to arrest Jeff Bezos, and he's like, listen, man, you caught me red-handed. I'm out here, Dexter Morgan and everybody. But how about this? How about I make that bank account
twerk
exponentially? Yeah, we'll make it twerk, baby. Tell me people won't take that offer. I would be willing to bet that 98% of people would take that offer.
A lot of people struggling. Lots. The sad thing is there's so many of us out here struggling that life-changing money to us is not life-changing money to them.
Like, yeah.
It's a drop in a very, very large ocean of wealth, the amount of money that would change our lives. I feel like I speak for a lot of people when I say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just is. It is what there's not many people anymore, I believe, that'll just stand on their morals.
No, we've all been too beat down. Like, to where just, I don't know. Like I said, life changing money is just that. It's life changing.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I think to a degree, the current atmosphere of the planet, I think we're seeing more of a war with the elite than we are with anything else personally. And I know that's kind of vague, but I do think there's a power shift going on, and I think it's not fought between the governments. I think it's fought between the ultra rich.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think if anything is going to change the landscape of the world, it's going to be a class revolution. It's not going to be.
I think it's more of a class nothing.
Well, I guess. I mean, you can. If it gets, I guess it goes one of two ways. Either it's going to rise up, if things are going to get so bad that the poor are all going to band together and do something, or.
That will never happen. Yeah.
Sucks. But.
Dude, and you know me. I'm mostly an optimist. I know it doesn't sound this way, but I have far more faith in humanity than most people do, at least in the good. I'm telling you right now, a revolution would never happen.
I agree.
I can't argue. The landscape is far too muddy.
Yeah.
And it does not matter, man. It does not matter. Like, we talked about it the other day about how people project their mental state onto the world and have expectations of the world, right? It blows my mind to still see so many people hate each other for the fucking dumbest reasons.
It's by design.
I know. But it's like these people have immense followings and everything else, and all they want to do is get out there and shit on everybody else because of their taste in music or because of the way they wear their hair, whatever. The dumbest things. The most literal dumbest things. And then it just starts class wars and race wars and sex wars and all of it. And for what? For what?
Just to keep, yeah. Like, just keep everybody.
For what? Okay. So at the end of the day, let's say you get proven right. What does that change on the grand scale?
Nothing. You can go to your platform and say,
absolutely nothing. That's it. That's literally all it does. But instead, we could all just be coming together. And like you said, looking upstairs and going, hey, assholes, we have done, you fucked up. We done and we figured out that we're the backbone to everything. You don't make your millions without us. So guess what? We're all just going to sit at home for a while, get bent. We ain't paying bills. We ain't going to work. Sorry about you. Figure it out. And they're going to be like, well, we'll just roll out AI bots. Go ahead. We won't buy shit. And you piss us all off, so now we're just going to go take it.
I think they already proved that that's not going to happen. They proved that with the lockdowns. When they told people to stay home, and people were like, we can't do that. So they're definitely not going to do it voluntarily. So they already know, they already know they have us where we want. They want us. Just beat down and just a complacent cog in their machine, which is shitty, but there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
No.
Except maybe hope that things get better.
Oh, yeah, and hope is a double-edged sword. Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. And I wish I could remember my full thought process, because I had a really, really good talking point the other day in my head when I was driving, but now I can't remember. And it was on hope. It was on.
We talked about it a little bit.
The perverting of hope.
A little bit before we recorded.
Yeah, it's just.
You got to start taking voice notes.
It sucks. I know.
Oh, I'm just reading through the chat here. Bigfoot is an animal and serial being wars. That you're never going to solve that.
No,
you're not better.
That's probably worse than anything. Yeah.
The Bigfoot community eats their young. So
actually all of our communities do.
Fair point.
It's funny how just how dumb ideas spark the largest debates and just they hate each other.
Definitely a fair point.
All right.
Not to change the subject, but since coming on the 9 o'clock hour, we have gotten the treasure map. We've got, speaking of hope, we got this fucking treasure map. So $70 later, we can now get rich.
It had taken an awfully long time to get here.
A month.
Yeah.
Now, me and old John Collins Black here are going to have a conversation about some things, because there's stuff coming out that is sus, right?
So we got duped.
Not necessarily, but probably. Because he also wrote another book, a children's book, and now he went on record to say there might also be a couple clues in that book. Well, bitch, I'm not buying another book. Okay?
But wait, there's more.
And he also mentioned that he's going to do some collabs on other literature that will also have clues in them. Let me rephrase what I said earlier. Bitch, I'm not buying another book. So if I don't find the treasure from this gigantic fucking word salad you put together.
Do you think he made Yeah, he probably has. He's probably made far more money than what he could have put in those chests, right?
I don't know what the original price for the book was. $50. $50 on the back tag. He sold out of however many originals he was going to sell, ordered another 100,000 after January 1st. Then he released chapters of the book via ebook. Each chapter was like $6 a chapter. So, yeah, it's got the stuff. It's got the map and stuff for some of the boxes. I'm thinking about doing like a little Patreon site.
If the boxes are real.
Yeah, I'm assuming they are. He did say that he hopes it takes 10 years to find all 5 boxes. I don't have 10 years.
Ironically enough, you could have amassed a wealth. See, that's a long game play there. Hey, I'm just going to come up with this shit, and then I'm going to sell it. And then all the money that I get rich by selling these stupid books, then I'll go out and buy some treasure and put it in a box and hide it. And then go, look, see, I told you it was out there.
They think one of the boxes was hidden somewhere along where the big hurricane wiped out in. Because of course,
that's not convenient at all.
Because after that went,
boxes gone, after that went
down, dang. And like towns in Appalachia were just disappeared. They delayed the drop of the book.
And no, they don't get reported when they're found.
It's optional.
It's up to the finder. He said he hopes
that people will do that, but it's up to the finder. There are lots and lots. There's podcasts on it. There are Discords on it. There are Reddit threads on it. Where which is kind of nice because you kind of can hover and figure out people picking out different clues and things. But it's also terrible because for every like one thing that makes sense, you have like 300 people just throwing out horseshit. Like if you rearrange the letters on this book that isn't tied to the book, like if you go to page 36 in the Bible and you rearrange these letters, it spells treasure box. Like, yeah, you're right. Oh. But I don't know why you're cool. Right. So, is there a website or something that says when they're found? He said that if he is told that they're found, he will post it on his website. Also, I haven't really looked through the book yet. I've only had it about a week. Haven't really had time to dive into it. But he refers to some of the boxes as puzzle boxes. So I'm assuming you're probably not just going to be able to open them up. I mean, if I find one, I'm opening it up.
Yeah.
If I have to run over it.
It's happening.
Yeah. If I have to run over it with a train, I'm opening it up.
Oh, there's ways of getting that thing open.
Yeah. C4.
Hey, I know some people that know some people.
As long as I can pull enough gold out of that bitch to make a grill, who cares?
That's where I'm at.
Who cares? The book is big, though. Talks about all the treasures that get put in it. And all kinds of stuff. A lot of Forrest Fenn treasure in the Forrest Fenn box. Lots of old stuff.
Lots of old stuff.
Fucking Kyle's holy grail here. The OG. Get out of my way, microphone.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
You gonna make that into a grill?
Yeah. I'm just going to super glue it to my front teeth.
I hope so. But yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of cool things here. I am having a really good time just watching people try to figure out what the fuck he's talking about. Because, yeah.
It was like some crazy poem like Finn's.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it?
I haven't
looked into it at all.
The Forrest Fenn box, like one of them has, it's so fucked up. One of them has just like a word search, which is supposed to be a big chunk of the clue, but it's.
I'm pretty good at word
it's
searches.
So like, there's so many red herrings behind it. He says there's 5 notable clues in the word search, but people have picked out every word. They picked out letters that don't go in any words, and all of these things lead. So you have a whole section of words. You don't know which 5 are the clues. Then the words, the letters that were left over that didn't go into anything also spell out other words that lead you into other directions. I'll give him one thing. He is an asshole. So.
No,
I'm
good.
It even shows like how the boxes are made. And the boxes aren't very big. They're big enough, but they're not huge. And he says they're all on public property. You don't have to enter any kind of man-made structure to find them. So they're out in the wild. What else does he say?
Well, one of them's gone now because...
They think he went and moved it.
The flooding.
That's why they delayed the boat.
Oh, okay.
He either went and moved it or went to make sure that it was still there. That's why they delayed the release. What else did he say? Public property. You don't have to.
Well, somebody should have followed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not in a man-made structure. You don't have to cross private property to find it. They're all within 3 miles of a designated trail or roadway. It's not buried underground. You don't have to have any kind of digging equipment or metal detector to find it. He said, your best bet would be to look for them when there's not snow on the ground.
And didn't he also say that once you have your location narrowed down, grid search the entire thing?
Yep. Because I know people like the Appalachian Foot Trail box, people think they have it locked into a specific area. There, that map that I showed is for that box, and people have it locked down to a spot. Me and you talked about it in Vermont.
Yeah.
And there have been people boots on the ground, and they said it's just so overwhelming to get out there and try to find a box that's essentially probably the same size as this book, maybe a little smaller, in an area that's so massive. When you can hide it in a tree stump, you can hide it. You hide it up in a tree, for that matter, because I feel like the best place you could hide something in plain sight is above the line of sight, because people's initial reaction to looking for something is going to be look down.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And you don't even know, it's up to you to figure out how big your search area is, too.
3 miles off a trail is a long way. Because essentially, dude could have just taken a drone in there and just dropped that bitch in the middle of the goddamn woods. You know?
It's true.
Sorry. And looking for something like that. Because me and the boys and Sarah went out geocaching before. And, they give you an exact pinpoint to where these geocaches are on the app. Within, 30 feet or some shit, and it's still, some of them are still impossible to try to find.
Yeah,
but there are Discords. I could post up links to Discord. There's YouTube channels, whole podcasts dedicated to this already. It's only been out since October, and that's people nuts.
People have gotten that far with it already.
You had a lot of your Forrest Fensters come over because now they want a part of that treasure. There's so many chapters to this book.
Did they ever give the exact location for the Forrest Fenn?
Yeah, I read it the other day.
Did they?
Yeah. And people had hunted the area multiple times and not found it before someone found it. Yeah. People were within 10 feet of the treasure multiple times and missed it.
What did it say where the treasure was at? Like, was it in the water? Was it in a trunk? A stump?
I don't know. Or? I'd have to look it up again. They are buried, aren't they? No. Are you talking about these boxes? He said they're not buried. You don't need to have any kind of digging equipment, shovel or anything to find them. They're supposed to be
just out findable,
detectable without having to have any kind of specialized equipment. So, I mean, we got the treasure.
Could you imagine if it was buried? You'd never find him. He would have to like have a way to hide exact coordinates in his stuff.
Yeah, which I mean that's a perfect point Kyle makes. It being out in the open, he can just give you a vague like, hey, you know, here's a 2-mile radius. The box is in here. You could search for years and years and years and still not find it, even being out in the open. It could be shoved in the crag of a rock face or some shit. You know, you still don't have to have a shovel to get it.
I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, I'm out in the woods all the time, and even if you gave me just a couple hundred square feet and be like, hey, find this small object out here. It's here. Just not going to tell you where. It could take you forever. Absolutely forever to find it.
Yep. Which would be terrible. I just keep thinking about like essentially having someone tell you like, hey, I've hidden a small 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot treasure box in Pier Marquette. Good luck. I'd look for like 3 minutes and I give up.
True, Brother John.
That was addressed in some questions. He's been answering like 6 questions a month, the ones that he wants to answer. And he said that they've taken precautions to make sure that the boxes are protected from the elements. I don't know if that means they're in a protective case themselves or what it is, but the elements will not affect the treasure or the boxes.
It's a weird statement to make.
Yeah, I think because once it came out that they weren't buried, how would you know? Or how would they be protected from the elements? It's got pictures of the boxes. Again, I was thinking about maybe doing some Patreon content with it, reading some shit and, you know, just doing some treasure hunting stuff. I don't know yet what I'm going to do. Like here, this is the Forest Finn box. For those just listening, you're going to start tuning in.
It doesn't look that big.
They're not huge. And I'll show the other ones too. This one is the Pokemon. There's a Pokemon box. And it shows kind of how it's put together on this side.
Yeah, it is a puzzle box. Well, I'd just be taking something and cutting it open.
What else we got here? This is the past and future box.
That's pretty plain.
Yeah. I thought about that if they had air tags in them. That would be a way he would know. And this is the Appalachian foot trail box. Which he talked about visiting the Appalachian Trail a lot when he was a kid. So people are trying to like go back on that and figure out if they can figure out where he likes to spend his time and all this stuff. Again, one of them has this map as a clue. People have been trying to decipher it and figure out where the trails lead to and all that shit. They've had people think they figured it out and had boots on the ground already doing grid searches, and they still haven't came up with anything. There's a word search somewhere. The Pokemon box is a fictional story that he wrote about Pokemon that has clues in it. Here's the word search for the what box is this? The past and future box. Just a regular old word search, but apparently it's not. Which, I mean, even the directions are so confusing. Like, you may ignore all three-letter words and some proper nouns. Not all proper nouns, some proper nouns.
Yeah, it doesn't help at all.
No, and then below it, there's a cryptogram, which needed translating, I guess, that also helps solve. Sorry for the glare. Also helps solve the thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
he needs to just tell us where the box is. What's in the box?
It's all gibberish to me.
What's in the box, John?
More like, where's the box?
I guess you're right. We do know what's in the box. There you go. Nate's got the right idea. Barter some berries with Bigfoot to figure out where the box is. You're right. Me and Kyle's got a plan, though. We're going to find a box, take all of the goodies out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to replace it with Hollow Sky swag. Rehide the box.
Yeah, then just
nobody's going to know the wiser.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
That'd be a really cool troll.
We would be the most hated podcast on the planet.
Worth it.
Yeah, I mean, all publicity is good publicity, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we got the map in our hands. We just got to figure out what to do with it. Cuz there's a lot of chapters. Like, there's a chapter dedicated to like each of the treasures that are in there. Like, Picasso's has like a pendant or some shit. It's just a chapter to that. Are there clues in that chapter? Maybe. Nobody knows. It would be cool to have a bunch of... Oh, and I guess this is the main box. So those were the four little boxes. There is a main lion's share box, which is bigger than the others.
That requires a key.
That requires a key. He said that there's enough clues in the book for you to be able to find the lion's share box. But each of the four small boxes have very specific clues to get to the lion's share box, where if you collaborate with other finders of the boxes, you have more of a chance to find the big box. So I'll tell you right now, if I find a box, I'm not collaborating with anybody else.
Oh, sorry about you.
Share info, okay? It's just not happening.
Yeah, I feel like the guy's trying to write a murder mystery.
I feel like he just needs to tell me where the box is.
It's probably not gonna do that.
I can be convincing if need be.
I feel like he's got enough money that he doesn't care.
Yeah. That's depressing.
You can be like, hey, talk to us. And he's just not even going to read your thing.
What if we start lying? Everybody starts spamming his email. Be like, I found the box. We'll just start making shit up. Where'd you find it? I don't know. Jerseyville Walmart. He's going to be like, what?
I just sent him an email that says I found it.
Yeah, I found all five.
And then when he tries to email you back, just don't answer.
He's going to be like, all right, you're going to need to tell me where you found it. And I'm going to be like, nice try, nerd. Mm-hmm. Trying to find my box.
Doubt it.
But yeah.
It would be fun to be that stupid.
I thought I'd bring that up to kind of change the atmosphere before we jumped off here, because it's pretty bleak there for a minute. But all is safe and all is well, because we're going to be rich. We might not come right out and tell you all that we found the boxes, but there will be signs. Like if me and Kyle have grills, Kyle has a gold chain pendant of a Michael Jordan rookie card.
Yeah, or it's just super glued to my front teeth.
Or it's super glued to Kyle's front teeth.
That'd be the best day ever.
I feel like collectively the Holocult hive mind
has the ability
to figure it out, technically. And I mean, the Holocult's nationwide. We could essentially have all the boots on all the grounds all the time.
Yeah. And a lot of us took, we watched a lot of wrestling. So you guys do with that.
If anybody can find treasure, it's Randy Orton.
I was thinking about it. Other people were to find the treasure and then you were there and saw them find the treasure.
Cut a promo on them.
You just make sure you drag a folding table with you everywhere and a folding chair. Maybe a ladder too, if you're really feeling rambunctious.
Brother John, get the table. That'd be awesome.
It would be cool as fuck
to find treasure.
It would be. I have some treasure to report for those that are still here listening. You guys want to know some upcoming shows that we got planned for you? Got some up and comers.
This is the Hollow Sky Treasure, where we don't put out a map. We just tell you what it is.
Yeah. But I was just talking about shows.
Still treasure.
Well, like Voodoo Priestesses.
Treasure.
That one's coming out. Got some cool stories there. And then Peter Bergman. You guys heard about that weirdo?
Yeah, Peter Bergman. He doesn't even exist.
Yeah. And then the gate program after it's that, which that's a good one. That's a good one.
We have a very third eye opening come to Jesus meeting with Kyle in that one. Kyle has abilities that he's not giving himself credit for. We had to have a conversation about it.
And I'm the conduit.
He is.
I'm the conduit. That was definitely weird. I was fucking around with the Monroe tapes.
You're going to want to listen to it.
Weird.
Could the holophone. Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can do that.
Usually when we turn it on, we don't get a lot of calls, so we just sit here and talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Next time we go around and around.
We'll
have that ready to rock. And then hopefully it just stays flooded.
Yeah, we're giving you some time to get some weird stuff together. We want to hear it all. The weirder, the better.
Yeah, we got some.
Dylan said.
Upcoming weird shows.
Dylan says, I'll quit my job right now and go look for the treasure. I'll also quit my job for a sweet tea. I feel that.
I was going to say, you would quit your job for just quitting your job.
I've seen him do it.
Yes.
I've seen him do it. I knew once you said voodoo, Twiz was going to start throwing out Juggalo lyrics.
Oh, I hear voodoo, I think of Godsmack.
Kind of the same thing.
Kind of. Good. We could use some Ouija board stories. Those are always interesting. Yeah, I got some
Ouija boards over there. On the wall.
Yeah, you do.
Not anything creepy about them. They're just wall decorations. Well, yeah, it's about to be that time, Holocult. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sorry there wasn't a whole lot of weirdness. It's just political madness at this point. They're probably going to get hit by an asteroid in a few years. So it don't matter anyway, really.
Yeah, we just got to Armageddon it, man. Yeah,
that would be our luck. We finally find the lion's share box, and right as we're getting ready to open it, asteroid.
And the government's so tapped for people to take care of the asteroid instead of oil drillers, they hire a couple tree trimmers and a fucking oven coat guy. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I mean, it could be worse.
The government already gave up on it. They're like, we're not. So we have a window where we can try to push it out of the way, but we're just going to see what happens.
Nah.
You know, they said it's in such a constant, like, our orbits interact so often that there's a like 1,000% chance that eventually they're going to meet up.
Yeah. It's going to hit.
If it doesn't hit in 2032, give it a couple centuries. It will come to fruition.
What's crazy is I'm pretty sure 2032 was in one of my episodes for an asteroid.
Yeah, probably hit. The same one. I imagine.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It's like a 1 in 3,000 chance, which I kind of.
No, it's far lower than that now. Hmm. Yeah.
Because we have like a 1 in.
I saw like 1 in 80.
That sucks.
Yeah, I like. The odds were uncomfortably high. The
what
ones
are the
I
odds
saw.
Of us finding this treasure?
We're getting hit by an asteroid.
What if the treasure box is on the asteroid?
That's kind of like a win-loss, right?
Still counts that we found it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it doesn't.
All the treasure will just be melted to us instead of having a grill.
Fucking Twiz. Twiz knows what's up, man.
Yeah.
Shout out
Kyle
Bruce Willis.
In my phone.
What's up,
Kyle's.
Man?
In my watch phone of Bruce Willis. Funny enough. That's his little picture. If you don't believe me. Make sure this doesn't show your phone number.
Does it light up when I call you? Or I'll just call you.
I got it.
You can't see shit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Why did I click into it? It's him in the damn whatever the fuck.
Yeah, in the vent.
It's in the vent. Zippo. You can try calling. I don't know if it'll light up or not.
Oh, mine's better. that's yes. Steve. When he calls me. Come on, get us there. We go.
How'd you make it so big like that?
I don't know, but every time you call, that's what it looks like. It's so awesome. And Delmo, Rambo.
Kyle's got it.
Yeah, that's better. That's what I do with all my friends. I give them just random pictures that I think that they're like. See, this is Steve's brother.
I love that we're all just like 80s and 90s action stars. I do consider myself the Nicolas Cage of our generation, though.
Oh, of course. I kind of hit that one on the head. And I put, this is Tony.
It does. It looks like Mark.
Same kind hair. Of, doesn't it? Yeah.
Same pecs.
It is the same pecs. Hair. Yeah. It's pretty fun to do with your friends if you guys are bored.
That's our lives in a nutshell, Holocult. We're simple creatures. Simple man creatures.
Gotta have fun.
So.
80s action stars, 90s action stars as your friends. Let's go.
Everybody needs to do it.
Yeah. Make it a thing.
But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. If we get hit by an asteroid, it's been cool. Well, that's a 2032 problem. What am I talking about?
Yeah, we still got a minute.
It's been fun.
That gives us quite a few years left
to
do this.
Maybe we'll get to be full time by 2032.
And then start all of our 30 other podcasts.
Yeah, we do have a lot of plans. If it ever comes to fruition that we can do this full time, we've got some big plans. The only thing holding us back right now is time. Because we have to dedicate a lot of that to jobs. Let's be honest.
It's true.
That's stupid.
Right on, Dilmo. My mom and dad have an albino deer that hangs out by them.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It is.
Also weird, yesterday a guy from work showed me an albino deer. Why are the albino deer making a comeback?
Were they walking on their hind legs reciting your birthday?
I hope so.
Creepy. I want to see an albino Sasquatch.
That's a Yeti.
True. True. Did you ever wonder?
I hate my life.
How many camouflage Sasquatch you've seen that you didn't know you saw?
No, I haven't ever thought that before.
Have you ever wondered how many clear Sasquatch you've seen that you never thought you've seen, that you didn't know you saw?
No.
Now you
but
do.
I do feel like I've seen, I do feel like I've seen one of those predator beings before.
See? Remember that time you found a bunch of cave paintings? That was sick.
Yeah, I still wonder if that was real or not.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I know. And ironically enough, my phone died when I was in there. And then when I got down to the truck, it came back on.
Because it was haunted.
Strange. I did get a couple cool pictures of it, though. It was a handprints. And then I think there was like some buffalo paintings or something. Something like that. It was cool.
I posted it on some pages, and people were fairly split about it. Yeah.
Really? And it was definitely chalky. Whatever it was chalky, because I, like an idiot, I touched it, and the red dye came off on my finger.
You're cursed.
I had to see if it was paint or not.
I get it. I'm not judging.
I'm kind of like an archaeologist.
You are. A history scientist.
That's what I said. That's what I went to school for.
Yeah. This is why we will be cursed. We will be possessed.
I don't see a problem
with
it.
Me either. I'm here for it.
I've got nothing but respect.
I literally
for those
said
things.
In the Gateway episode that I tried to do the Monroe tapes to actively find crazy legs in the ethereal realm. Just raw dog it, no protection, just need to have a conversation. But I didn't work because I can't concentrate good enough.
This is true. I'll get it figured out, though.
Yeah, and then you have to drag me with you subconsciously.
That's what I said. I said we can do it at your house and we'll videotape it.
What if I just have to open... You just have to lift the veil to let me through.
Okay.
Just hold it open. Give me like 30 minutes with them. Because we got to have a conversation.
Right. Whatever, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm also curious to see how weird it'll get trying it in your room with Lucy there.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I instantly did when we were talking about it last time. I'm like, that could be strange.
We were told that there's a strong negative attachment to her.
She's JJ been pretty chill.
She's attached to me, which I don't get.
Oh, I believe that.
They're like, why don't you?
But I ain't got no beef with her.
We're buddies.
She's been pretty cool.
I mean, sometimes it takes a demon to keep all the other demons from the door, you know? I don't make the rules.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure you do all the YouTube stuff. Hit the buttons. Like it. Subscribe it. Notification it. Do all that stuff. Just do it. That will end badly. No, it won't, John. Well, with an attitude like that, it probably will.
Kyle's gonna be fine. It already did weird stuff with me anyway, so...
Yeah, you guys are going to like that episode. Comes out in 3 weeks. 4 weeks. 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
Three.
It's weird now that we're kind of ahead, because I don't know what the fuck show is dropping in.
Yeah, same. I get weird, anyway, too.
The gate program?
Keep an eye on the gate.
And thanks for hanging out. Again, hit the likes, hit the subscribe, share the show. do the thing. Keep the holocult rolling. The YouTube slowly gaining. So it's gonna be cool. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's been a good time. Hope everybody has a good week. If an asteroid hits before I get to talk to you again, it's been real. You guys have been cool. But it probably won't, so I'll see you next in 2 weeks. So yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you all. Great to see everybody in here. Till next time, no asteroids 2025. Stay safe, stay weird.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.